You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, once again, we are with Eliakim Thorpe, author, speaker, thought leader, entrepreneur, business consultant, and life architect. Eliakim, certainly a pleasure to have you back with us here on Enterprise Radio.
Good to be with you, Eric. Thank you again for inviting me to your show.
You're more than welcome. Certainly enjoyed having you last time and thought it was certainly proper timing to have you come back. So first of all, for starters, what prompted you to write the book Transforming a Life of Struggle into One of Fortune?
Well, Eric, this book has been quite a journey for me. About 10 years ago, I was prompted to write this book, but I put the book on hold because I was, at that time, I was currently so consumed with my corporate career that I decided that I wanted to hold off on writing the book. But as the years went by, I kept getting this prompting in my heart that I need to write this book, because the book for me was a way to sort of cathartically sort of express sort of the journey that I've been through as a man, as a young man, and all the trials, the struggles, and what I learned about what it meant to be a man in today's society. And so the book really was for me a clarion call for all men to evolve. As a way to evaluate your life and how we can become the type of men necessary to help transform our world, our communities, our society, as well as our families. And I also wrote it because I know there's a lot of men like myself who have had issues in life where they've experienced abandonment, they've been marginalized, they've been unloved, unwanted, underappreciated, and undervalued. So I really wanted to write this book to really help men to awaken sort of an inner conversation with themselves, to let them know that we all go through struggles, but the character of a man is revealed in how he's able to endure those struggles and overcome those struggles. And so that's why I wrote that book, Transforming a Life of Struggle into One of Fortune, because it was important to me to sort of help other men to develop a way to how to really live a life even though you may encounter struggles at times.
And why did you write this book specifically geared towards men? Any reason for that?
Yeah, the reason why I wrote the book specifically geared towards men is that oftentimes we don't really see a lot of information as it relates to really what it means to be a man today. We've been so conditioned by society about what it means to be a man. And so there's, for me, it's always been a challenge to really understand how a man should be defined, because in my own opinion, many men we're very diverse. We do not fall under a monolithic definition of men. And oftentimes what has happened with us and what we've been conditioned by society and even in education and family is that a man is nurtured a specific way, which is specifically success-driven, based upon the drive, the testosterone drive of a man. So when I wrote this book, I wanted to really write this book for men to begin an inner dialogue with themselves about the need for an inner awakening to occur amongst us so that there can be a profound transformation, first of all, starting with themselves and then with family, community, and hopefully in society. And so I wanted to write this book so that we could have that sort of conversation with ourselves, and then hopefully that would be able to initiate a conversation with each other, and being able to be transparent as men about our own struggles and challenges and how we've been able to overcome them, and also really to really create a platform where masculinity and manhood is something more than what we've been taught it to be based upon societal norms.
Also, throughout the message of the book, you transparently talk about your struggles and how you were able to discover 7 characteristics that helps shape who you are today. If you don't mind sharing, what are these 7 characteristics that you discovered that you live by, and why do you believe these are important attributes to have?
Well, during my process and how as I was evaluating my own life, one of the things that kept coming up to me are these seven characteristics that I was able to identify as I was writing the book, because I was able to sort of look at my life very introspectively. And as I was able to do that introspectively, I was able to come up with what I believe are seven characteristics that I believe that every man should carry. And the seven characteristics are obviously based upon the acronym FORTUNE. And FORTUNE, for the first letter of FORTUNE, which is F, means to be fearless. The next letter, O, for being original. R, for being resilient. T, for being trustworthy. U, for being uncompromising. N, for being noble, because there's a sense of nobility a man must carry. And then E, for being ethical. And the reason why I thought these were very important characteristics is because, men, we have to understand that we cannot be always defined by the success that we attained, but we must learn how to be defined by who we are in our character. The true measure of a man's greatness is not based upon what he's achieved, accomplished, or attained, but the true measure of his greatness is, can he live a life based upon character and who he is? Because character will always always take you very far. Success is fleeting. The achievement, the things that we are able to accomplish, is fleeting. But who you are, that's what people remember, and that is something that's able to be sustainable over the life over your life. And so that's why I thought it was very important as I was sort of evaluating my own life. Like, these are the things that I think every man should carry, these seven characteristics. And if every man can integrate this into their own life, they'll see some profound transformation. They'll see some things really happening in their own life. They'll find their own inner awakening. They'll find their own purpose. They'll have a sense of destiny. And they will be able to live the life that they were always purposed to live.
Certainly sounds like a must read without a question, certainly for the men. Today we're joined by Eliakim Thorpe, the author of the book Transforming a Life of Struggle into One of Fortune, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Eliakim, in the book also, you highlight the importance of men being great and significant versus just pursuing success. Why do you believe men should strive to be great and significant?
Well, this is a very personal journey that I've been on, and I've been a very successful individual in terms of corporate America. I've done very well financially. I've built businesses and done very well with my businesses. And one of the things, as I was evaluating my life, is that there was still a sense of emptiness in my heart, even though I had attained so much and I had achieved so much, and then I was doing so very well, driving nice cars, living in very nice homes, traveling, you know, wearing the nice clothes. Everything looked good from the outside, but within me, I was still tormented with something greater, something that I felt there was something more than just pursuing success. And oftentimes, most men today, we become so seduced and by success that we forget that there's something greater to be accomplished, something that we have been birthed to do something more in our life, something that's more purpose-driven. And while there are definitely people who are needed in corporate America, the challenge is do we allow ourselves as men to be completely defined by our success? So when I started to look at this more closely in my own life, I said the success is important, and it's simply a step in my pursuit to being great, but it's not everything in my life. And so I thought it was very important that we understand as men to be great requires something more than just allowing ourselves to be judged by the things that we're able to attain or achieve and the success we have in corporate America or in our jobs or career. But being able to be really initiators of change, being able to be men of valor, being able to be men of change in our community and our family and society, that's where true greatness lies, is one's ability to give themselves to service to others. And if we can learn how to give ourselves to service to others, then that's when we can see a profound change in our society as a whole, as well as in our families. And so that was, for me, in essence, what it means to be great and significant, is that you're looking outside of yourself. You're not as concerned and consumed with your own goals, but you're concerned about the betterment of humanity and being able to help humanity evolve in a very profound way. And that's why I thought it was important that men should strive to be great and significant.
Excellent message that you're portraying here. Now, also tell us, what is your hope or vision for people who would read the book?
Well, my hope and vision is that it will initiate a profound change in the hearts and minds of men, that there will essentially be sort of what I would call a soul awakening or reawakening, for men to be able to start living by purpose and to be thinking about legacy, to be destiny-driven, legacy-centered. And those are the things that I hope that this book will achieve, is that it will start that dialogue for men to start to really look at themselves and look at their life and evaluate all of the experiences that they've had and how all of these experiences that they've had have brought them to this moment to have the conversation that they need to have within themselves so that profound transformation can begin with them. Once profound transformation is able to begin with us first, then we will be able to see profound transformation outside of us. And that's my hope, is that men will be transformed in a very powerful way so that we can really help the earth evolve to the next level. I'm very concerned about society today. There's many things that are occurring today. We have gun violence. We have violence all over the world. We have war. We have poverty. And I believe the initiators of change have to begin with men, because men, we're leaders. And if we never initiate that profound change within us, we can never change anything outside of us or external to us.
That is so true, without a question. I know you're a public speaker as well. Share with our listeners any upcoming events that you would be involved in and where you will be speaking next.
Yes, I will be. I have an upcoming event that's currently being planned. I'll be speaking in my state, in a city called Grand Rapids, Michigan, hopefully here within the next couple of months. We're currently planning that now, to speak for the Big Brothers, Big Sisters, to really help bring this message forward for even teenage youth and teenage boys, to really help them understand what it means to be a young man in today's society. Obviously I'm continuing to do business consulting, and I'm so excited for what hopefully this book will do for people, as it has done for me in my own life. So there's some things that are coming up, and if you go to my site, alifeoffortune.com, you'll start to see my calendar events. I just created that website so that people can connect with me and get updates on events and things that are occurring throughout the year.
Certainly sounds like a good event that you have in store coming up in a couple of months there in Grand Rapids. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or one last final tip for those tuning in?
I would just say my final thought is, for us as men, is not to be afraid to go within yourself, to be able to face our own demons and be able to face it courageously. And if we're able to do that, you're going to see yourself and your life will be transformed in a very powerful way. And that's the true essence of courage, is being able to face your own demons. Because the greatest antagonist to us is not the struggles outside of us, but the greatest antagonist to our life is us. And so my clarion call to all men is, take the time to journey within yourself, and hopefully you'll learn what you're supposed to learn and become a more evolved man who lives with a very disciplined heart, mind, and soul. And that's my message to men today.
Well, once again, Eliakim, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you. Certainly do appreciate your message and what you're all about, and we look forward to a future conversation right here on Enterprise Radio. Have yourself a great rest of the day.
You too as well. Thank you again for having me on your show, Eric. It was a pleasure.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Eliakim Thorpe, author, speaker, thought leader, entrepreneur, business consultant, and life architect. And for more information and for contact, simply visit alifeoffortune.com. And this has been Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.